Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the Help I Sexted My Boss Advent Calendar. Normally, this is a podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, but this December, every day up until the big one, William and I will be your Christmas elves, helping you have a proper Christmas. We might not agree on every Christmas tradition, but there will be plenty of advice and festive fun along the way. I'm Jordan North, and with me is the UK's leading etiquette expert, William Hansen.
Yes, I'm more short crust pastry, whereas Jordan's more short half cut and pasty.
Very.
Thank you.
I shake your hand.
I was very happy with that.
Especially at this time of year. Yeah. I'm very half cut and pasty.
Yes. But very. I mean, a pot kettle pasty, but you know.
Yeah.
I felt
good,
that I should do that. How funny.
What have we got on today's episode? Tell everybody how they can get in touch.
Yes, well, we're going to discuss mince pies. But before that, if you have anything that you want to tell us, to share with us this Christmas, help@sexedmyboss.com or Instagram @sexedmyboss. And we all, of course, we love it if you could tell a friend about the Help I Sexed My Boss Advent Calendar. The more people we can help to have a proper Christmas, quite frankly, the better. Before we do talk about mince pies, Jordan, get your cracker out.
It's time to start the episode with a Christmas cracker joke. Jordan's little cracker.
Are you going to win this thing?
Yeah.
Because I seem to have pulled it a bit hard.
Oh, you won again.
Oh, it didn't snap. It didn't snap.
Oh, how do you...
Oh, shit.
Oh, did that hit you?
Fired back on my hand.
Oh, I love it when you swear. Okay, last time we pulled the cracker, we might have set the alarm off.
What's the toy?
I set a...
What's that?
The mystery calculator. It looks like a drug deal, that. I think someone's give us...
A mystery calculator? Who wants a mystery calculator?
Oh, what the hell is this? What a shite Christmas cracker. I don't know what that is.
No.
Okay, the joke. Ho, ho, ho. What's the difference between the Christmas alphabet and the ordinary alphabet?
I don't know.
The Christmas alphabet has Noel. Noel.
Noel.
I don't...
Yeah, because you are the correct pronunciation of Noel is Noel.
Very good.
That's a clever joke. I don't object to that.
No.
That's quite funny. Shall we tuck into today's topic?
Yes, please.
In every sense of the word. It's mince pies.
Yes.
Now, do you like a mince pie?
I never used to.
Okay.
But I do now. Yeah.
Well, I've bought some along with us today from my favourite supermarket.
I can't have one now.
Why?
Because it's before, I don't eat before 12 o'clock.
Oh, shush.
Have I changed? No, I can't.
I can't pretend I've made these.
Oh, they look great.
My mother makes a very good mince pie.
Does she make them?
She always makes them.
They're from Waitrose. Do you like them warm with a bit of cream on?
I do, yes. A little bit of rum butter.
Oh.
Yes, which normally we only have for the Christmas pudding. So after Christmas, I can then put them on the mince pies. Because we won't have rum butter before. It's nice. Would you like one?
For the sake of the podcast, I will. This is my first mince pie of the year.
Your first mince pie of the year? I wish it was mine. I might have had a mince pie in November.
Oh, did you?
Or six. But it was a packet. They were on offer.
Okay.
Please have your mince pie. Mm. I shall have a mince pie. Is that nice?
So sweet.
Have you had that brand of mince pie before?
I don't know if I have, you know.
I think they're quite good ones. You can get all sorts of funny mince pies.
Mm.
You can get sort of ones without tops on. You can get ones with other types of stuff in, small ones. But this classic luxury mince pie. is the way forward.
I never used to like them, but I'd say over the past few years, I love them now.
Do you like Christmas pudding?
Don't think I've ever had it.
What? I would have made you one.
I don't think I've had it. We have a trifle.
Well, I mean, hold the front door.
What?
We'll have to talk about this when we talk about Christmas puddings, assuming we're talking about Christmas puddings at some point. Well, do you want to know about mince pies and where they
yes,
come from?
Yes, please, because they used to actually have mince meat in them, didn't they?
Yeah, well, yeah, sort of. As we know now, it is filled with a mixture of dried fruits and spices, which is called mince meat. And that was it was always served during the Christmas season in much of the English-speaking world, so it's not an exclusively English thing. We can trace the ingredients to which century, Jordan?
The Victorian times.
That is not the answer for everything. Goes way back before then.
16th century.
13th century.
Oh, wow.
Yes, good very God. Old. When returning, European crusaders brought with them Middle Eastern recipes. So technically, the mince pie is from the Middle East, technically. I mean, that's a little bit of a stretch, but it has Middle Eastern origins. It contains meats, fruits and spices, and the spices are there to represent, think about the Christmas story.
Jesus.
Ish, yes. Who visited him?
The three wise men.
Exactly. And the gifts that they brought, the gold, frankincense and myrrh.
What is myrrh?
He won the X Factor or became second or something like that. Very I think good. I don't know. Looks good in tight trousers. I have no idea. Mince pies at Christmas were traditionally shaped in an oblong shape originally before they went round. And the oblong shape represented, think about Jesus. What was he in as a baby?
A manger.
Exactly.
What did people do before Wikipedia?
Exactly. This wasn't Wikipedia. This was another website. And the early mince pie was known by several names, including mutton pie, delicious, shrid pie, great, and Christmas pie. Have you ever had a Christmas pie?
Don't know if I have. No. I think I have had Christmas pudding, you know, come to think of it. I just don't think I like it.
So those are mince pies, and they're still with us today.
Let's have a game now of mince or mince. Okay,
right.
So you've got to work out if I'm saying mince or mint.
Right.
Okay, so mince as in mince
pie. This where you
pie.
Save all your worst radio ideas for this podcast.
Mince as for a mince pie or mince as in refreshing mince.
Okay. Okay, do I need to close my eyes or something?
No, I'll put my hand over my mouth. Oh, no, yeah, you close. Oh. Okay. Mince.
What a terrible game this is.
What am I saying?
Say it again.
Mints.
As in pie.
No, I was saying mints.
I mean, they sound the same.
Okay, you do it. I'll put your hand over.
Mints.
Say it again.
Mints.
You'll say mints as in what you put in the mouth.
Well, you put both of them in your mouth.
Well, mints in refreshing mints.
Correct. Well, that's because I have better diction.
Gene Devers, if you're on your way into work whilst listening to this podcast, please have a game of mince or mince in the office. I'm telling you, people are...
It'll kill seconds of your working day.
Mince.
Say it again.
Mince.
As in pie.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Wow.
When is it acceptable to start eating mince pies?
Well, when they go on sale, which is normally about August, but I would say late November...
How many?
One or two. But you shouldn't have too many. You should just sort of ramp up.
How many is too many mince pies?
They in are a great. Day?
Yeah.
I have been known to do six in a day.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That might have been the other week. But, no, it wasn't. I did three across 2 days.
And any tips on how to zhuzh up your mince pie? I'd say put them in the microwave. I don't have one for like 20, 30 seconds with a bit of cream on. Great.
Yes, but then if you're going to do that, you have to have them with a fork and a spoon.
Yeah.
You can't eat them.
And take the foil off.
I did actually, years ago, back in the day...
Have one, go on.
I did a whole segment on This Morning about how to eat a mince pie. I've never been trolled more in my life.
Why?
If I'm honest. So I was working with a supermarket, not this one, and I was on to talk about that. But I was saying you should never serve any mince pie, pre-bought or homemade, if it's imperfect. So if it's got, you know, sometimes they already have a crack in them. Mm. Don't serve them because they will crumble immediately. So if you are eating them standing up at a party, that'll be very messy. Mm. So avoid eating a cracked mince pie. It needs to be completely perfect. And you should remove them from the foil if you're going to put them on a plate.
Oh, okay.
Or a paper case if you've put them in a paper case at home.
Take a bite.
But I'm fasting as well.
Why are we such London media? Mm. How is it?
I love that.
It's delicious, isn't it?
I love everything sort of like Christmas cake, Christmas pudding, mince pies. I love it all. Oh, I got into Stollen. Do you do Stollen?
My precious. Is that what that is?
No.
Oh, that's Gollum.
Stollen is sort of, it's a bit like a Christmassy simnel cake, is probably how I would.
My precious simnel cake.
It's quite a good impression for
Thank you. Excuse me.
It's sort of got a bit of icing on top sometimes, or dusted sort of icing sugar. And then it's sort of marzipan-y, fruity. Oh, it's lovely. Little Stollen bites.
What's the Italian one that's a
Panettone.
Panettone.
That's very nice. Panettone bread and butter pudding is one of my festive specialities.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's nice. But obviously more traditional in Italy. But we have it over here now. What have you learnt today, Jordan?
I've learnt that mince pies are absolutely delicious. And ideally, they should be around all year round.
Mm.
Look at him now. He's had one bite. He's broke his fast. I hope Mikey doesn't know. Because I know it's Mikey that's put you on this fast. Is he eating again? Is he bloody... He never bloody stops. He's like a pig at a trough. Jordan, he's not allowed to eat before 12 o'clock. I've told you. Bloody Christmas mince pies. Christ alive. Want to get him down that aisle. Have to bloody roll him down. Sorry, Mikey. No offence.
None taken. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.